Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler, has today announced the allocation of an additional 10 million euro in funding for mental health services in this country. The focus of this new investment funding is in child and youth mental health, including child and adolescent mental health services known as CAMHS, and online safety for children as well. For more on this, I'm joined by the Minister, Mary Butler. You're very welcome, Minister, to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
So 10 million euro more. What for?
So I suppose it was no secret in last year's budget that I was disappointed in relation to funding for new developments. So new developments are different initiatives that you can put in place to make sure that you can tackle various concerns that come up daily and weekly when you're dealing with mental health difficulties. The most important factor of this 10 million budget is the fact that it's recurring funding and it will be there again next year and the year after. So whatever people are hired this year, that funding will be there to make sure that we can continue to do the very best we can.
It's
recurring funding, which is hugely important.
What's it earmarked for it this year?
So it's earmarked for several different things, but the main focus is specifically in relation to CAMHS. It's specifically in relation to supporting young people aged under 18 and that transition from CAMHS to general adult mental health supports as they become older,
because
that's where we know a lot of the challenges are.
Is it earmarked for?
So specifically in CAMHS, one of the things that we're going to do at a cost of 1 million euro are in relation to ADHD. 40% of all children that attend CAMHS, approximately 40%, would have ADHD challenges. And we have been making progress into long waiters, but there will always be emergency and urgent referrals. And sometimes those with ADHD can be pushed down into long waiters. Okay. So we're creating small teams specifically in relation to waiting lists. There will be constant new assessments.
Okay.
And basically what the aim is, there's going to be two teams with this funding of 1 million euro. But my aim is to have a team across each regional health organisation, our new areas. And they would be a fluid team that would be able to work, I suppose, between the various CAMHS teams in each RHA. They'd be able to go into a specific area and they would be able to identify where there's a high waiting list.
And those teams will be in place
as many children.
By when?
Those teams will be in place by the end of this year. So I'm delighted to say the primary notification issued today to the various regions to commence recruiting.
Okay. And can I ask you, when will the
Between the money I secured,
some detail on this. When will the, so how many people will be recruited for that 1 million euro? And when do you expect the backlog in ADHD diagnosis to be cleared?
So in relation to that, so you will never clear a backlog completely because there will always be children presenting constantly looking for supports from CAMHS. But what we want to do is we want to target the long waiters.
Yeah. So when will the long waiters be cleared?
Well, it's very difficult to say when you can clear
long waiters.
Okay, you
don't have time. That's fair enough. So you've given me enough detail for the moment anyway. So 1 million euro in terms of ADHD recruitment. What else? There's 9 million euro left. What else is earmarked for this year?
Okay, so another area that I was really keen to do was in relation to a single point of access. So we know that as many children, they're brought to their general practitioner by their parents or their guardian, and they're referred onto waiting lists. We know there are children on multiple waiting lists. So we're standing up immediately in CHO2 and CHO9, so North County Dublin and the Galway areas, a No Wrong Door initiative. This has been worked on and used in the UK for many, many years. So a referral will go into a central referral area. It will be clinically triaged. And what it means then that young person or child will get an appointment. So it might be CAMHS,
but they might be waiting a long time.
Primary care psychology. No. What we're going to do is we're going to use all our partners. A child may only be referred to Feroiga, maybe referred, for example, to a family resource centre. The child might be referred to Jigsaw. But what we're trying to do is to take children off inappropriate ways. child is referred into multiple waiting lists. This has worked, can I just say, Cormac, this has worked in the UK, and it has reduced the amount of children on the CAMHS waiting list inappropriately.
It really depends,
placed.
Though, if mental health services up and down the country are adequately funded and resourced. Can I ask you, instead of going through all of the 10 million euros, let me ask you one overhanging question, first of all. Last year, July of last year, in fact, I think, the independent review of the provision of child and adolescent mental health services in the state was published by Dr. Susan Finnerty. And she called for an overall strategy to be devised and published by the HSE board. Has that been done?
So we're currently doing a huge amount of work to in relation to that report that was actually commissioned by myself through the Mental Health Commission.
Yes or no?
And also
has
we
that
had
strategy
in,
been
we had,
published?
So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to answer you. So the strategy is currently being worked up. But what has happened in the meantime
so
is for the first time ever in the history of the state, we have a youth mental health office in the HSE, and we have a clinical lead. That has never happened before.
Okay.
In
and
the
I
HSE now, youth mental health is youth mental health is separate from adult mental health.
I understand.
Complete focus
so
on.
So can
there's
I ask you this?
There's about 10,500
very important because you've given me some
across the country.
Yeah, you've given me some detail about what this 10 million euro extra is for. But I just want, this really will help us in terms of figuring out how adequate it will be. So there's no overall strategy. And it's worth saying that Dr. Susan Finnerty said at the time of publication last year, due to the seriousness of the concerns raised by the review, the inspector has recommended that a comprehensive strategy for CAMHS and all other mental health services for children be prepared and approved by the HSE board. We're almost a year on now. And that
hasn't been published. No. What I'm saying is part of the strategy is a new youth mental health office, a new clinical lead for CAMHS, which was never in place before, and also the fact that we have 76 CAMHS teams, the length and breadth of the country. Last year, Cormac, I think, you know, we hammer CAMHS the whole time. A huge amount of really good people working across CAMHS, over 830 people, 225,000 appointments last year issued. People do very, very well
on
when they get
resources.
Support
that's
CAMHS.
The point, and
I
strategy.
Think it's
see, this is the problem, Minister. Can I put this to you? 10 million euro in the context of what is needed to meet demand is surely not good enough. The HSE's National Clinical Lead on Early Intervention in Psychosis, Dr. Karen O'Connor, who's a consultant psychiatrist, has said that mental health in Ireland is really underfunded across the board. And 10 million euro a few weeks before local and European elections hardly cuts it, does it?
Well, the 10 million was actually announced in January. If you'll remember, I held the first ever national conference for mental health in Ireland in Dublin Castle in January with Minister Stephen Donnelly. On that day, I announced the 10 million had been allocated. So this is nothing to do. This is nothing to
nothing
do
new.
With. Well, it's not that it's nothing new, but what it is recurring funding. So since I've come to post 4 years ago, I have managed to increase the budget by 30%. So the budget now stands at 1.3 billion. Is it enough? No, it certainly isn't. But you have to work within the parameters of what you have.
Can I put
now,
this
in
you?
Relation to
Can
the question you asked about psychosis.
It's easy to announce funding. What's more difficult is to implement actions and reforms. How many of the 49 recommendations in Susan Finnerty's report published last summer have been implemented to date?
Yes, many of them have. Absolutely,
how many?
They have across the board.
How many? Many
of them were already in train. Some of the recommendations are contingent on the Mental Health Bill, which is a huge piece of legislation, which I will be bringing into the Dáil next month.
Do you
There's
have
over
a number
170
of the 49?
So in real. Of the 49, my understanding is 35 of them are in train at the moment.
And why haven't the others been implemented? She said that they're...
Because most of them are contingent on the Mental Health Bill. This is the way, in order for the Mental Health Bill to be in place, it's only then can the Mental Health Commission be in a position that they can audit the CAMHS teams.
But there are parents up and down the country saying that our children's lives have been destroyed because of the lack of mental health services in this country. Could that bill not
Cormac,
be expedited?
That bill is being expedited at the moment. It has priority publication. There was over four drafters working on it every day of the week. This bill has taken. This is the second most complex piece of legislation in the history of the state, after the bill that was put in place in relation to housing recently. It's a massive piece of it's a massive bill, and you must remember, when we're talking about mental health, we're talking about very, very ill people. We're talking about people that, you know, very vulnerable, people living with a huge amount of challenges, enduring mental health conditions. It's not a simple bill.
Sometimes no. And if there was an adequate service, people wouldn't be prescribed drugs when they shouldn't be prescribed drugs. And we have covered.
There's a huge amount
this.
Of really good
let
work.
Let me ask you this: in terms of the review into the overprescribing or the prescribing scandal in North Kerry CAMHS, that was to be completed in March of this year. Where is it?
Are you talking about North Kerry, sorry?
Yes.
Yes, so the South Kerry CAMHS one is concluded. The North Kerry CAMHS one is underway. We were challenged at the time. The previous consultant psychiatrist, Dr. Maskey, was not in a position to undergo the North Kerry one. It's currently underway. We were challenged finding a consultant psychiatrist to take it on.
Yeah, we were expecting that in March of this year. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely correct, but it's not ready yet. But I do want to say, in relation to South Kerry CAMHS and those children that had damage done to them, I just want to welcome the fact that many of them have come through the compensation scheme, the non-adversarial scheme, and you know, and they didn't have to be dragged through courts, for example.
Okay.
It will be, my understanding is it'll be finished during the summer.
Okay.
But can I just say one thing, Cormac? Mm-hmm. When you are reviewing a caseload of a young person over 3 or 4 or 5 years, you cannot rush it. It has to be done properly. And I gave a commitment from day one that when the audit was done of each and every single CAMHS teams, the length and breadth of the country, that if there were any issues there, that I would make sure there was a full look back. And that's exactly what's happening in North Kerry. Okay. We didn't have to carry out a look back in any other area. So that's one of the things that did come out of the Mental Health Commission's report, that a look back was not necessary in the other 73 CAMHS teams.
You mentioned psychosis earlier on. The HSE's National Clinical Lead on Early Intervention in Psychosis, Dr. Karen O'Connor, who I mentioned, she's a consultant psychiatrist. She said around 30 million euro in additional funding is needed to set up the extra 20 early intervention in psychosis teams required to meet the current level of demand. So there's a question around psychosis and underfunding, isn't there? How will that be improved?
So I don't think there can be competition between the clinical programmes. Each programme is really important in its own right, but a balance has to be struck between the funding available, the recruitment challenges and the mortality rates. So, for example, we would have 10% mortality rates in relation to eating disorders. So I would have prioritised, with the best advice available to me, I would have prioritised, for example, eating disorders. So we now have 12 teams funded out of the 16 that are needed. In relation to your question, and I know Karen very, very well, and I've visited all the teams that come under her clinical programme, and they do phenomenal work. All community mental health teams support psychosis. And psychosis is infrequent in children. Now, we launched the clinical program in 2019, and that's a bespoke program for early intervention in psychosis. We currently have 5 teams stood up. That's 47 posts in place, and with a cost of 3.68 million recurring funding at the moment. I suppose my priority at the moment is in relation to CAMHS, because the majority of the situations and the issues that I am dealing with are in relation to young people. We don't often hear on radio programmes about psychiatry later life or general adult mental health services. We've over 10,500 people working in mental health across the country. But sometimes you have to prioritise. And I don't have a clinician's background myself, but I have a lot of lived experience. I listen to parents, I listen to clinicians. And where we have to prioritise, using the funding available to me as minister, but also the fact that there is not an endless stream of staff available to work across these clinical programs. But each clinical program is really, really important.
Okay.
And, you know, we have the eating disorder, the early intervention in psychosis. We have mental health with intellectual disabilities, dual diagnosis and self-harm and suicide ideation.
They're all very, very important. Strategy for CAMHS, as requested by the inspector last summer. In a word, when will we have that comprehensive strategy?
We have a comprehensive strategy for CAMHS at the moment. We have a new youth mental health office. We have a clinical lead, Dr. Amanda Burke, with many years of experience. We have 76 CAMHS teams working
today.
So you
told me we didn't.
While we were on the radio. No, what I said to you was that they are working on a comprehensive strategy, but we also have a comprehensive strategy in place.
Sorry, we have
it's
one.
It's really, really important, Cormac.
No, I need clarity,
Cormac,
on this, in all fairness.
No, no, no.
With all due respect, you cannot tell me in all seriousness that we have a comprehensive strategy and we're working on a comprehensive strategy. Do we have the one that was envisaged by Dr. Susan Finnerty or not?
We do. We have a comprehensive strategy in place. There are recommendations that we're still working through. As I said to you, they are contingent on the mental health legislation.
Okay.
But the one thing I have to do every day of the week is I have to build confidence. I need parents to know that they can bring their child to go to a CAMHS team from a referral from a GP, and their child will be looked after.
Okay, well, Susie texts us to say, let me put one question to you, or one point by Susie, who texted the programme to 51551. My child was referred to CAMHS at the beginning of senior infants. He'd be going into third class at the end of August. He still hasn't been seen by CAMHS. Another one, I was referred to a psychologist by my GP. A letter from the HSE told me the estimated waiting time 22 months to see a psychologist. So there you go, Minister.
If I'm not referring to the individual case you said, but you mentioned senior infants. My understanding is senior infant child would be aged maybe 5 or 6. CAMHS don't normally see children as young as 5 or 6.
So what age does it start?
It's individual, but my understanding is it can be, you know, normally age 7, 8, and
this
older.
Child is now going into third class at the end of August, so 9 or 10, 8, 9 or 10.
Yeah. Well,
still
very important that
and he's in the system for 4 or 5 years. So that's services all over the country, isn't it?
No. I think you're being very unfair. I think what needs to happen in that particular case then is that a GP would make a further referral.
Okay.
And that's why we're trying to do the no wrong door approach, so children won't be waiting on waiting this. But it is important, Cormac, and I need to say this, it is important that if people need help, they reach out for it.
Okay.
Because, you know, we can criticise what's happening, but we can't criticise the really good work that is going on by mental health practitioners all over the country.
I'm trying to probe and reflect what is happening in the system, and I invite people listening to 51551 to give us good and bad experiences. Minister Mary Butler, Minister for Health, Mental Health and Older People, thank you very much indeed.